They're going to hand it off to Drew. Drew's off the left side. A couple of Eagles guys right there to pick him up. He does gain a couple back.
Well, you can't deny the fact that the Keesley Eagles are playing hard. It's just getting, well, they're causing some slippery situations out there, but a credit goes to the Vikings also able to drive down the field here.
Well, keeping it close, all that does kind of even out the playing field when it's a little bit wet because they are having problems on both sides of the ball.
Head coach Drew Lepick for the Keesley Eagles here. Assistant coaches Jason Pierce and Wayne Simmons. Shotgun position for Aldrich. Split wide receivers, man in motion, number 28 there, Heiser. Stops, Aldrich getting the lead block, looking for a pass, throws it up, and incomplete. Brings up a fourth down.
That's to number 12, Tim Sable. We're going to have holding is the flag on the Vikings offense.
Against that for Fairgrove.
Listen, they WLEW flag, right?
Yep, the flag was a holding on the Vikings.
8-0, Vikings in the lead against the Eagles.
That penalty is declined.
Well, that's going to have to be a huge stop here. They are going to go for it on fourth down, possibly.
Fourth down, right? The line is going to be right on the 20. So it's going to be fourth down, about 8 to go. A good stop right here by the Eagles will be a nice step of confidence for them. Aldrich is in the shotgun by himself. He'll have two receivers out to his left, one to his right.
And he throws it up, and wide open was Heiser in for the touchdown from the right side. Vikings on the board again with 14 points.
20-yard reception there to Heiser from Aldrich.
Aldrich to Heiser.
14-0, 8:38 to go. More likely to go for two here. Aldrich to Heiser to the right side. He was wide open. They were chasing down Aldrich in the backfield.
They had two receivers on that right side, just one defensive back.
Aldrich at the fake handoff goes into the end zone for the extra two. It is now 15-0. Vikings lead the Eagles.
16-0 now.
Excuse me. There you go. There you go. Okay. I don't know. My hold on. It's
the second quarter. You're
16, right?
8-8.
That's right. There you go. So Aldrich with the keeper goes up the middle, has the keeper, hands it off. 8:12 to go here.
Right. Yeah, 8:12 to go before halftime.
I don't see them kicking extra points, do you?
All right.
We'll be back here on AM 1340, WLW 16-0, 8:12 to go.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
Welcome back to AM 1340 WLW. Well, the rain and wind is picking up. I'm sure you can hear it in the mic. We'll bring that down. Kickoff here, a little bit of a scooter there, and it spins and recover. No, it's fumbled. It's still rolling around.
The Eagles, it looks like the Eagles do pick back up, though. I mean, number 13, Brandon Jimkowski.
Yep.
Caseville Eagles do take over. Get a chance for right before halftime to get a touchdown on the board and bring it closer. It's not yet out of range. Only 16-0, 8:08 here. Plenty of time. So they're going to take it and start off from the 42, their own 42. Tommy Kennedy's at quarterback under center. Quick pitch up to the left.
That was a high toss. That was a quick high toss. I don't think Simmons was expecting that at all.
Not at that position.
And the blitz was coming down hard for the Vikings also and Kennedy. So
Simmons able to recover that quickly enough and try to go forward, but he's going to lose at least 2 yards on that.
Second and 12, 7:45 to go here. Vikings lead 16-0. against the Caseville Eagles. Eagles right now at about the 40-yard line. Loss, second and 12. Under center, all stacked up. One back in the backfield. Bootleg. Kennedy looking down the field. Throws it up. Has a receipt. It's almost caught by Brandon Jepkowski, number 13 at about the 50.
It wasn't in his hands. He did have a shot.
He could not bring it down. Are you a little cold?
Oh, it's a little chilly today. It's fall time. It's playoffs. We'll start, our playoffs are on the verge. Start wearing the boots.
Oh, that's
hats.
Right. Yeah, week 9, last game of the regular season. Get ready for playoffs. Caseville Eagles hoping to get the first one in the season here. Right now they're down 16-0, 7:18 to go here. Trip set up on the right. One wide receiver on the left. Shotgun position for Kennedy. Third and 12. Hits the shotgun. Being chased down by Benjamin. Benjamin slips. Kennedy has time. Throws it up. The wind is bringing it down. And intercepted by number 3, the Akron-Virgo Vikings. Pushed out of bounds finally. After the return of some yards there by number 3, as that ball by Brandon Myers was the interception for the Vikings.
He intercepted it out the 40-yard line, brought all the way back across midfield to the, let's say, 43.
That ball just kind of slipped. It was a hard pass to do in this type of weather, and the end extender was not very tight on the spiral there.
And it got caught in that wind, though.
He had somebody open down the field, but the ball just kind of fluttered up in the air there, and Vikings right there to receive it. They're on offense now. Shotgun position for Aldrich, looking down the field, hoping to strike right down the middle, and no. Denied.
A quick defensive play made by Chase Lowers, number 12, the senior, from his defensive back position. The play was going to Nick McGuire. So it makes it now second 10. Ball on the 43 of the Eagles, so it's a short field for the Vikings.
By the way, on FM, the Michigan-Michigan State game, pregame show is about to start at 2 o'clock this afternoon on the FM. Here on AM 1340, high school 8-man football, 16-0 Vikings lead. Aldrich, shotgun position, hands it off. It's a fake handoff, an option toss over to number 42. A flag is thrown, right, as he's pushed out of bounds.
Use that as a marker. That was just a marker.
Okay. Zach Engelhart, running back, picked it up quickly, too.
He did, yes. I was just used as a field marker. That'll bring you ahead, maybe 3 yards on the carry.
Was pushed out of bounds, and the ball, the clock will stop. 16-0, Vikings lead the Eagles.
Be third down, about 7 for the Vikings. On the 40-yard line of the Eagles. Aldrich in his shotgun position. Looks for a fake handoff. Looks for the pitch back out there. It's number 28. We call him a lot. Drew Hauser.
Heiser.
Drew Hauser.
Brought down with a tackle by number 54 for the Eagles, Aaron Pedery.
And Drew on that carry for him. He picked up another 2 yards. It's going to make it fourth down and about 5. Let's see. They're going to go for it. Coach is calling in their plays. Aldrich stays back in a shotgun position. Two receivers to the left, one receiver to the right. Aldrich looking downfield, back to his left side to the running back screen.
And it gets the first back down. And still almost going, but he steps out of bounds. Sorry, Mikey.
No problem. That's big back Zach Engelhart with that running back screen we'll call. He picks up the first down. Picks up a nice chunk of.
Trying to hang on to the umbrella.
Yeah.
I don't want you falling over, too.
All right.
16-0, 6:06 to go in the second quarter. Vikings leading the Eagles. High school 8-man football on AM 1340 WLEW.
Engelhart got that ball all the way up to the 25-yard line. They're just knocking on the red zone door. Otter is still back in a shotgun position. Drew goes into motion to his left. He's going to be a lead blocker for Aldrich as he takes his quarterback keeper on that left end. He'll pick up maybe a couple on that before a good host of Eagle defenders are there to stop him. Second down now